We're talking about the midlife crisis of today. That's not what you might think it is. Today, someone in their 50s might be dealing with older parents that need care, but also adult children who have not quite become financially independent. And so today, middle age means dealing with serious and emotional and financial stress. Frank Inferna is associate professor of psychology at Arizona State University. He focuses on resilience in midlife and older adults, and he's the author of a recent piece for The Conversation titled "The Real Midlife Crisis Confronting Many Americans." Frank, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You call the real midlife crisis today the big squeeze. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think it's really a combination of a lot of things. Most prominently, it's a period in which middle-aged adults are increasingly confronted with choices and emotional strain with their young adult children, but also dealing with aging parents, all while having, you know, dealing with their own health and potential financial strains as well. So it's just a combination of many factors.
Amy on Facebook shared with us she's dealing with her mom being in CBRF, community-based residential facilities, and she says, my kid is in high school. I also have a second grader and working. It's beyond stressful, especially in the summers. That sounds like exactly the kind of stresses you're talking about.
Exactly. I mean, that's kind of, yeah, one of many ways, yeah, this is happening.
And share with us some of the many ways that middle-aged adults are feeling strained by care for their aging parents.
Well, I think it's just trying to develop a plan for how it is, you know, the care may be envisioned with our aging parents. I mean, having a plan in place and kind of thinking toward, or trying to have a plan in place and thinking towards the future, because this is, I feel like, just the beginning, because given the sheer number of baby boomers who are living longer and how by 2030 there will be more people age 65 and older in the U.S. Than people who are younger than age 18.
And those parents might be in a facility like Amy was sharing on Facebook. They might be living with their middle-aged children, or they may still be living on their own but needing a lot of support there. So it can take a lot of different forms, can't it?
Exactly. And just because, you know, your aging parent may be in a home, it doesn't mean that the stressors are gone. I mean, there are other stressors that arise. Are they getting the right and the type of care? Are their needs being met? And also the financial strain of it all. I mean, these homes are not cheap.
Yeah, talk a little bit more about that, because I think sometimes people don't understand what gets paid for, say, by Medicare or even supplemental insurance, and what often is still, you know, the balance at the end of all that.
Well, I mean, in the article I opened with the vignette of, you know, what my parents and their situation with my grandma in a nursing home. And before going to the nursing home, she lived at home with my parents for a year and a half. And then they decided that she needed more care than they could really give her. And for the nursing home that she went into, she needed to pay 1 year out of pocket. So she had to have $100,000 in the bank to pay. And then once her money ran out, then Medicaid kicks in and foots the bill, as well as the remaining money you may get from Social Security and so forth. So out of pocket, I mean, it's at least $400 a day for, you know, nursing home costs.
Let's switch to the other side of this midlife stress, this midlife crisis, and that is having to or wanting to help adult children longer than maybe people expected to. What's going on with adult children today that is creating this double stress?
I think it's, for one, it may be prolonged educational attainment. So kids or young adults are attending college for longer, and depending on what type of industry you're in or what type of job you're looking for, the job market may be tepid. There may be not as many opportunities. And so it's resorting to individuals having to live longer at home, which might have been unexpected.
So college might be taking longer. It's also more expensive. And also, if I'm doing my math correctly, the generation that was graduating at the end of the Great Recession is probably in their early 30s right now, somewhere around there. Have they fully recovered from coming out of college at that point?
From what I've been reading and seeing in the research, I mean, not as much as you would had hoped. I think, you know, college, like you had mentioned, it's expensive, and your kids are having to balance, you know, paying loans, whereas could they be saving to buy a house? They're having to really balance these different options. And if the loans are too high, then how can they realistically save enough to purchase a home? And this is, of course, depends on which where you're living. You know, housing prices definitely fluctuate depending on your geographic region.
We're talking with Frank Inferno right now. He's associate professor of psychology at Arizona State University. He focuses on resilience in midlife and in older adults, and he's the author of a recent piece for The Conversation titled "The Real Midlife Crisis Confronting Many Americans." And Frank, I think it would be easy to hear this conversation and think, well, this is nothing new. There's always been a generation in the middle that has kids and that has parents. So why is this an issue now? What are some of the factors that are different now than might have been for past generations?
You're right in that, right, this is something that's been, you know, happening for a while, but I think the sheer intensity of it and the magnitude that's transpiring right now, I think, you know, given the number of baby boomers that are 65 and older and entering this stage of their life, but also I think, you know, we think the economic recession of 2008, yeah, it happened 11 years ago, but I think the ramifications are still being felt, especially within the, for young adults trying to find employment and so forth.
And you are studying this, you're doing research right now. So far, what are you finding?
I think the biggest thing that really surprises is just the number of the midlife adults that are confronting these various different issues. So it wasn't just a smaller proportion, whether it be, you know, having to deal with and kind of how are they with their aging parents, you know, young adult children who are moving back at home, maybe oftentimes not even just themselves, but bringing children home as well, and having to, you know, these increasing number of multi-generational households, I think adjusting to that emotionally, health-wise, and also financially.
And I think one of the interesting things going back to that Great Recession, which in some ways seems quite a while ago, but as you said, 11 years ago, all three of the generations that we're talking about were affected by that in different ways. And I think a lot of baby boomers, probably the parent age people, the older parent age people we're talking about, they might have ended up having to work longer because their retirement funds took a hit.
Absolutely. And I think that contributes also to, you know, young adults who may be having trouble finding employment is because you have these middle-aged adults who are having to work longer because retirement accounts were depleted and are, you know, starting to be replenished. But I think this certainly threw a wrench in people's retirement plans. If they were hoping to maybe retire, you know, in their early 60s, they are now having to delay this until their mid to late 60s.
We're talking with Frank Inferno. He's associate professor of psychology at Arizona State University, and he's with us to talk about what he says is the real midlife crisis today, that is middle-aged adults dealing with the emotional and financial strain of supporting both their aging parents and their adult children. And we really want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Does this sound like something you're going through? Does it resonate with your experience? Are you caring for older parents? And are you also at the same time playing an active role in parenting your adult children? What has that been like for you? Has it been stressful? How are you dealing with it? Call in and tell us what the experience is like at 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation after this short break. Stay with us here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. Right now, we're picking up our discussion about the stresses felt by middle-aged people today. Frank Inferna is with us. He's an associate professor of psychology at Arizona State University, where he focuses on resilience in midlife and among older adults. And we hope you'll join in at 800-642-1234. If you're middle-aged yourself, what has this period been like for you? Have you been dealing with stresses or burdens you didn't expect? Or have you had a different experience and maybe your midlife has been more enjoyable and easier than you thought it would be? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. And Frank, this, as we said, is an age group that you study. Does it get as much attention as some other age groups do?
Historically, midlife has been understudied when looking at the history of psychology and developmental psychology. And one of the primary reasons why is because people in midlife are leading such busy lives, so balancing many roles, whether it be work, you know, having children, shuttling them around to practice or school, and then having, you know, with dealing with aging parents. I think historically it's just been difficult to, you know, get them to participate in a research study. That's primarily been one of the main reasons why.
And I think I read that what we're talking about when we talk about midlife is basically 40 to 65. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
So historically, it feels like that is the age when maybe you had kids out of the house, but you're still actively working. But now that's kind of gotten thrown off with these adult children who still need a little support much later than maybe we used to expect.
Correct, right. There's this prolonged engagement in terms of parenting.
And is part of this perhaps that we've had an idealized image of what midlife was going to be like? Is it maybe that reality is just kind of catching up with us?
I think, yeah, it's a combination of things. I think originally, you know, whenever people talked about midlife in the research literature, it'd just be like, oh, the midlife crisis. You know, people are coming to terms with, you know, they're getting older and kind of seeing what's the next stage of their life is about. But it really didn't have much substance to it. And I think what I've been most interested in is kind of shedding light on what are these different factors that are really happening to individuals in midlife. And I guess I also want to emphasize, you know, this sort of new crisis that I'm talking about, it's not a blanket thing that's happening to everyone. You know, not every middle-aged adult is dealing with these sorts of issues, but there are, it depends on one's situation, one's own life, and whether or not these sorts of things are happening to them.
And actually, I can share that Pete on Facebook wrote, I'm 52, both my parents are deceased, and my 23-year-old daughter is a debt-free college grad with a great job in her own apartment. Midlife is good. So that's the other side of the coin.
Exactly. Yeah. So this isn't happening to everyone, but it's something that in terms of the sheer number of people who are experiencing these different sorts of issues, I think, is certainly increasing.
We're talking with Frank Inferna. He's associate professor of psychology at Arizona State University. And we're talking about the new midlife crisis, which is taking care of aging parents while still providing support for adult children. You can join in at 800-642-1234. And let's go to the phones. And Lisa in Madison is up. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, I just want to say we have three generations in our family. We're taking care of my mother-in-law who's ill, and we have an adult children. Our children, one is in college, but one is disabled. And so we had to cut on our income because now my husband has to reduce his hours to take care of his mom, and we have additional expense for raising three families. Hmm. And we're also hitting our pocket. We have to take out equity home.
I'm sorry, Lisa, we're losing you, but we got the gist. So what Lisa said, Frank, is really interesting and something that you highlighted. Often taking care of those parents especially can mean decreased income because someone has to work less or take a less demanding job.
Exactly. I think that's especially important to emphasize that, you know, having to reduce hours at work or maybe even taking a less demanding job because you're having to take care of your loved ones at home. And when thinking about it more broadly, you know, at the federal level, we don't really have a work-family policy in place that could help out in these sorts of situations. It's more so at the state level. And that's something, there's a recent report showing that, that there are six states in the District of Columbia that have work-family policies in place for these types of situations.
Let's go back to the phone, and Bonnie in Oshkosh is up next. Hello, Bonnie.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm presently, I'm 55 years old. I have been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis and Sjögren's syndrome. I am also taking care of my 79-year-old mother who has Lewy body dementia. And my boyfriend is at his end of life, so I'm taking care of him as well while working a full-time job.
And it sounds like that's a lot that you're dealing with. How has that affected you, Bonnie?
Well, I have had to put my health on back burner to make sure everybody else is okay, and I'm paying for it now.
Thank you so much for that, Bonnie, and I'm sorry that you're dealing with so much. Frank, that's another aspect we haven't touched on yet, the health of the people who are actually doing the caregiving and giving support to others.
Absolutely. I mean, and, you know, like Bonnie said, I mean, she's having to put her own health needs on the back burner to ensure she's able to take care of her mother and her boyfriend.
Let's go back to the phones, and Sharon in Madison's up. Hi, Sharon.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What would you like to share?
Good. Well, I just wanted to confirm kind of what Frank has said about hard situations. We've had, in our family, we've had some major transition. My mother, who is 95, moved out of her home that we've all lived in and grew up in for 63 years. She's been in that home, and it was a hard knock for her to realize that she was not going to be able to live out the end of her days in this home. And then I myself, on top of that, just retired in April and made a major move of my own to Madison. And it's sort of been one not normal thing after another. And I mean, to the point where the last caller said something about putting her own health on hold. And I just today acknowledged that I really needed to talk to somebody about this. So I actually sought out a counselor and went and had a conversation today for the first time in my life ever. I'm 66. And she just was kind and said, "You're going through a whole bunch of losses and transition." And she said, even though it's not a death, all of these things that you're going through are still fodder for grief. And she said, you have to let yourself go through that.
Well, thank you so much, Sharon. And I'm glad you're getting some help and support for yourself. Good luck with all of that. And Frank, every kind of change we go through throughout life is a stressor. And it sounds like what you're finding is that, just like Sharon was sharing, you know, it's stress upon stress upon stress.
Absolutely. Yeah. It almost, there's a accumulation or avalanche effect where one thing piles on top of one another to kind of brings people to this breaking point of, you know, how much can someone handle before, you know, their health significantly declines or, you know, acknowledging and knowing that, okay, I need support and I need help. And what are ways that I can kind of seek this out?
We just heard from three women callers in a row, Frank. Do men and women experience midlife and the burdens that come with it differently?
Absolutely. You raise a really good point. Typically, women are disproportionately affected by these changes. They're more likely to be taking on these caregiving roles when it comes to having to take care of their aging parents.
Frank, you've spent some time abroad in Germany. Are there things we can learn from other countries about how to make midlife easier?
Yes, I do. So before coming to Arizona State, I lived in Berlin, Germany for 2 years, and seeing the various policies that they have in place there. So one thing that sticks out prominently for me is when you have a child, you know, each spouse, if they both take time off, they can share 14 months of paid time off at about 70% of their wages to, you know, adjust to having a child and get into a new routine and really in the early developmental stages of your child's life. And I was just there a couple weeks ago and talking with my friends and colleagues there. They said, in terms of when having to take care of a loved one or an aging parent, there are similar types of policies in place. Not the amount of time off is not as extensive, but it's very similar setup as if you were having a child.
You mentioned earlier, Frank, that there are not federal policies currently that really support people with the stresses of midlife. They tend to be more state policies. Would having more consistent policies across states be useful?
I think it would definitely be useful. You know, and depending on the state, it could be up to currently the policies, it could be up to 12 weeks of paid time at about ranging from 50 to 80% of one's wages. And just having that sort of time to kind of adjust to a new living situation of if your aging parent is coming to live with you, or if you're having to move them from elsewhere, if they're living in a different city, I think those sorts of policies and paid time off could really help relieve some of the burdens, not all of them, but would certainly help people adjust.
And we'll have to leave it there. Frank Inferna is an assistant professor of psychology at Arizona State University. He joined us to talk about the new midlife crisis, caring for aging parents and adult children.